setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's Friday! And I like saying it that way because when you say that in a group of people, and so we have a lot of people listening to the show live, some of you will listen to this a little bit later via the podcast, and you say something like that, you go, it's Friday! And now you've got a ton of different reactions to that, right? And a lot of different emotions associated with that. And here's what we know, that 70% of Americans, when they hear that, they're just like, oh man, thank God. Right? Not thank God, it's Friday, I got one more day to do work that I was created to do. Work that I'm really good at and work that matters a lot to me. It's not that. It's, oh man, I got 8 more hours. I just got to get through till I can make it to happy hour and drink my face off and try to forget everything that's happened this week. Now, let me tell you something, folks. That's reality. That's 70% of Americans. It's 80% of workers worldwide. And that's pathetic. It's sad is what it is. And so we're here to have you wake up on Friday and go, wow, where did the week go? My goodness, time's flying. It was such a good week, having so much fun. Man, I am kind of tired because I gave everything I had this week, and man, it's good. I need to recreate on Saturday and Sunday and get fired up on Monday morning. Now, that's possible. Some of you are going, I got to tell you, Ken, I don't know what they're giving you there at Ramsey Solutions, but I'll take some of it. No, listen, the juice is here for you. It's at your sweet spot, the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. And so we're here for you. You need clarity so that you can confidently step forward on the path that you were created to walk. Give us a shout. You're scared. You're full of doubt. You're just down. Hey, we're here for you. We've got what you need. And you've got the answers. My job to get them out of you. So, let's get after it. 844-747-2577, the number. 844-747-2577. We go to Orlando, Florida, where Stephanie is on the line. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
Well, sure. How can I help?
Well, my husband and I are expecting another child in February, and at that time, I'm not going to return back to work. And I was recently just looking online, looking at cotillion classes, because I took them when I was a kid, and I was wondering what age they started and all that information. I realized there wasn't one in my area, and I was like, oh, let me look into this, or let me look more, and kind of looked around, and then it was like, do you want to become a director and start your own chapter? And so I kind of, you know, filled out an application. They reached back out to me. You know, they would like to speak to me and move forward. Well, we already talked and discussed it. And it kind of seems like a really easy franchise to start your own business. And it would be 7 Sundays a month or 7 Sundays a year for the classes. But the thing is, you'd have to get 50 kids per class and you'd want to do at least 2. The first year. So that'd be the issue, getting the kids. And
what kind of business is this? You broke up when you said it, and I was just listening. I didn't want to interrupt you. What are we talking about?
Oh, it's a cotillion. It's like etiquette and dance.
Oh, cotillion. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you're saying that you got to have 50 kids a class for this business to make sense.
Right, 50 kids a class, and you probably want to do at least 2 to 3. And you might not do that the first year, but to continue it and grow, that's what you would want each year.
Like, what's your question for me?
Well, my question is it, do you think it's like, before I jump into it, I just didn't know if this is still like an important thing in people's lives or if it would be something that, you know, I'm scared of failing, obviously.
Yeah, right.
And you know, I just didn't know if it's a good idea for a start.
Well, what's the capital outlay? For you to get going, what kind of money would it cost you to get this up and running?
Well, they don't really collect money until you get registrations.
Okay. But what happens if you launch one and you get 10 kids instead of 50? You're in the hole big time? Or are they taking a piece of every registration? So it's kind of a, there's no huge risk here for you. It's just you're paying them a percentage of whatever you attract. What's the situation?
Yeah, there's a little fee for the franchise fee. It's like $3,000 to $6,000, depending on how many schools like you want to be in your area.
Okay.
And then it's 10% of every registration fee.
Okay.
And then you have to pay for the rentals. Like, so if you have it at a church or a...
Right.
You know, that, and then a little bit of cookies and punch, and then that would be basically your, and then the rest would be yours.
Right. Well, what are you charging per kid? Do you know the number? What would the charge be? Do they have a recommended?
It's from like $300 to $350 for the 7 classes.
Okay, so this is a simple thing. So I'm glad you called because there's really nothing to be afraid of. What you're afraid of is this unknown question that every entrepreneur has is this thing going to work? And I think that's the wrong question because as an entrepreneur to do this essentially on the side as now a stay-at-home mom, the risk is relatively little because if you save up the money, so let's take the $3,000 to $6,000. So you're not even gonna think about starting this until you've saved it up. So just save it up. It's not gonna take you that long to save up $3,000 to $6,000. So we're gonna save that up. While we're saving that up, you need to be talking to people that are in this space. Who's done this in your area? Who's doing it? We've got to see what the market is and then do some more research. These people who essentially would sell you this franchise, they know the demographics that are necessary for a cotillion class or a cotillion school to thrive. This is going to be upper income. It's going to be upper middle class to upper income. I know that without even thinking about it. But you need to do some market research and have them give you some of these answers before you commit to this. I think that's the least they can do, and they should be able to do that. So then you go do your homework on this, and you go, okay, great. So I am in an area, or this is I'm close enough to an area that would support this demographically, and I know it's going to take $3,000 to $6,000 for the initiation, and then I'm going to do some homework on places that I would use as my venues, and I'm going to find out from them what they would charge me, and then I'm going to think about what would my food thing be, and I'm going to have a general idea, and I'm going to put a budget on this. This is what my budget's going to be to run one of these classes. And you get all those numbers on paper. You're looking at it. And then you go, okay, if it's $300 to $350, let's split the difference on the ticket, or let's go low. Let's be smart and go low. So on a $300 ticket for a kid to do this, you're going to pay 10% of the company. Okay, so that leaves $270. And then you are going to subtract your rental and your food and beverage and all that stuff, and we see what we got left. And then you go, how many kids do I have to get to make this make sense? It's not so scary. We've got clear goals. So that's how you get this thing launched. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. My friends at Bethel School of Technology have received the Best Value College Alternative Award by University Research and Review. They're one of only 15 institutions to receive this award because their online technology boot camp provides their students the most up-to-date tech training and highest chances of post-school employment. And it's a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. Go to betheltech.net/Ken Coleman and get an offer of $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's betheltech.net/Ken Coleman. Ah, yes, passing out belief every day to men and women who need the old, hey, you matter. You do have what it takes. You got this. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hope you've had a great week. Hope you're going to finish strong. I want to encourage some of you out there who are sitting there going, you know what, Ken, I didn't make a whole lot of progress this week. I feel like I just kind of stayed right in the middle of the path. Great news. You didn't quit. I can't tell you how many people are literally steps from walking around the corner to a breakthrough, and because they didn't see progress in the last 72 hours or the last week or maybe the last 30 days, they just go, there's nothing there. I'm wasting my time. And I'm telling you right now, on this journey to live on purpose, to be who you were created to be, there are some days, weeks, and months where just staying in the game, standing still. Maybe you're in a storm, a health storm, a financial storm, a professional storm, and you feel the winds are blowing you like a hurricane blows a palm tree, almost bending it in half. But if you just stay and hold on, you made progress. Trust me, because you didn't quit. It's one of my favorite lines from Braveheart. As the English army is on horseback thundering down on the Scots, and Mel Gibson, who plays William Wallace, they're kneeling down with these long spears that the English can't see, and the horses are getting closer and closer, and as they get closer, William Wallace begins to understand and feel his men and their impatience and the tension and the anxiety and the pressure building, building, building. And he goes, hold. And he goes, hold. And they keep getting closer, closer. And he goes, hold. Right? And that's the message some of you need to hear right now. Hold. Hold. I know you're feeling financial pressure. Hold. You're feeling personal pressure. You're feeling emotional pressure. You're feeling relationship pressure. Hold, hold, hold. Don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit. Victory comes to those who hold until the right time. Then you strike. Then you act. But if the opportunity isn't there yet, hold. It's coming. You cannot experience the right time if you're not in the right place. Now, you just think about that. And so many times it's about getting in the right place and opportunity still doesn't present itself because it's not the right time, but you got to hold and then the right time comes. 844-747-2577. We go back on line here to Bloomington, Indiana, where Tim is on the line. Tim, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
Hey, Ken. Great.
Hey, how can I help today?
First off, that was a very interesting monologue for a segue into my question.
Perfect.
My ultimate question is, I believe I have a failing business that was doing amazing, hit some catastrophic things, but should I sell the business and become an employee to the new owner is my ultimate question.
Well, that's a loaded question. Tell me the emotion you're facing right now first, because I want to know what you're truly feeling before we dive into the facts.
I'm not sure I can sustain my business anymore. It's been 6 years. I hit a lot of financial hits, employee causing issues, a divorce right in the beginning, a health problem in the family that I was able to cash flow, I started with a business partner, got through that, and I've been on my own now for about 2 years. I had as many as 13 employees, but even being on my own, I'm still hitting over 200,000, almost 300,000 a year.
Are you in debt financially? Are you in debt with the company? Is the company in debt?
The company has roughly $100,000 in debt right now.
Okay, so when you said you were hitting $200,000 or $300,000, you mean that's what you're paying yourself?
No, that's total revenue of the company.
Okay, so total revenue of the company is about $200,000 to $300,000, somewhere in that range, and you're $100,000 in debt. And is that going up every month, or are you just kind of holding at that place?
I'm theoretically holding in that place, although it's going up because I'm not paying on some of the debt.
Honestly, I'm in
negative on my bank account because I can't keep up with my cash flow because I'm on a trade, so I'm going out there every day to make the money. I'm not keeping up with my books.
Oh, okay. Do you not have a bookkeeper?
I just feel like I can't afford one anymore.
Is it really that bad, or do you just feel that bad?
I think it really is that bad.
Okay. Are you at the point where if I were to fix this, let's just say I could fix this, I could let's say I could fix the debt, and we got you back into a situation where you're working on the business. You're not just working in the business as the guy, the main trade guy here. Would you want to sell, or would you, if we knew we could fix it and we knew it was going to be fixed and we fixed it, would you want to sell?
I don't want the pressure of all the books, knowing what has to happen on the books. Like,
Hold on. Okay, this is good. You're kind of answering my question, but I want to make you answer the question.
Yeah, right. If we fix, I knew that this would be a question. I want to manage the profit making of the company, the employees. I don't want to necessarily be the owner. Yeah, I think is the ultimate.
No, I don't think that's it. I actually think I disagree with you. I think you want to be the owner of the company and lead the team and maybe stay involved in some of the trade work day to day, but you just don't want to have to deal with the accounting.
I mean, true, yeah.
Okay, then. This is a solvable problem. So I'm just telling you, before you sell this company, I think you got to look at what would it take to fix this thing? What would it take to, what would it take to fix it, stabilize it, and then... Bro, I got to tell you something. You're making this thing way too difficult. You could find very affordably a part-time bookkeeper to do your books. I mean, this is pretty simple stuff. What is your business?
It's an electrician.
Oh my gosh, dude. It's not a complex business. We call it billable hours, and you got invoices, and then you've got your basic expenses. And a part-time bookkeeper could take care of your payroll. You could also get a payroll company. There's small businesses all over America that don't even have HR, and they use companies that handle their payroll plus basic HR needs. And it takes all kinds of headaches away from you. And again, a part-time bookkeeper, part-time, hourly, could take care of your monthly and yearly needs to take care of your taxes plus your payroll and all that stuff. That is, I know that? Because before I came to Ramsey Solutions, I had a two-person company, my wife and myself, and I'm a disaster with numbers. And I didn't want to do any of that bookkeeping. And we paid somebody, she came once a month, and she resolved our books, made sure everything was going right, set us up on some basic stuff that we could do, and it was a breeze. So I got to tell you, I think I'd hold on a little longer, because here's the deal. If you sell this company and you go to work for somebody else, and it's going to take a little bit, you'll breathe easy for a couple months, and you're going to look up and go, good Lord, I miss working for myself. Am I right?
I think that ultimately, yes. But listening to you, this is somebody I've known now for 7 years, is doing very well in business.
Okay.
And wants me to manage what I do. He wants to acquire what I have. And
okay. Okay. I'm fine with that. It's your call. Mm-hmm. I don't tell people what to do on this show. But I'm telling you the million-dollar question that you've got to wrestle with tonight, and I want you to take 48 hours to truly wrestle with this question. Even though it's going to relieve a lot of my stress and relieve a lot of the financial pressure, am I going to be okay with that in the short term? Meaning, even a year from now, are you just going to start to itch and going, yeah, I've known this guy a long time, but I want to be my own guy? And then you're going to look back and go, oh man, I could have stuck it out a little longer. I could have done this. I could have done that. That's something you got to think through, because here's the deal. Tim, you've been through a lot the last 2 years, and I think you're emotionally beat down more than you are professionally beat down. And I just want you to see what could be and then decide, if I could make it that, would I stay? This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly 3 times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? If you want an easier job search, sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com. That's ZipRecruiter.com. Sign up for free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Where did you win this week? Why did you win? Where'd you lose this week? Why'd you lose? two fun questions to ask on Friday afternoons. I think this is a wonderful little exercise to make sure that you're keeping score to see, okay, where did I win? Why did I win? Where did I lose? Why did I lose? It's good. And then let it go and go into the weekend and recreate. I'm Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show, the only nationally syndicated show in America focusing on you and your unique role. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, but that means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. So have you ever thought about on-purpose living as not being selfish? We seem to have some people in this world that they kind of poo-poo success a little bit. Oh, wait a second. My mindset, my theology, my philosophy says that I was created to work for the good of others. It is about others when I pursue who I am supposed to be. It's about giving myself away. So living on purpose and being all that you were created to be is not selfish. It is selfless. And when you can really grasp that, you get this idea here. We don't work to live. We live to work. Do we live to work for all the stuff we get? No. We live to work for the contribution that we make. This is what makes us human. This is what unites people from all around the globe. No matter what language they speak, no matter what color their skin is, no matter what kind of church they go to, we all, no matter what your politics, I mean, I don't care how different you are, the one thing that you have in common with every other human on the planet is that we all long to make a contribution. That's what we all long for. It's why the age-old question is so big. The question is, why am I here? We all long for that answer. So let's figure it out. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Sarah, who's on the line in Cleveland, Ohio. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help today?
I'm a pretty new listener. And just to give you a little background, I started with a company about 4 years ago. I was working through college and networked with the right people and got into a job that I really loved for 2 years. It wasn't my dream job, but I definitely enjoyed going to work every day. I finished college while working there. I got promoted, and now I did my homework, shadowed, did a job. Thought it would be something I really liked, but the culture is tearing me down.
Yeah.
It's very toxic. It's hard to get up and go to work every day. And so I'm still pursuing a degree, a master's degree in mental health counseling, which is absolutely the opposite of what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And my company is actually helping me pay for it, but I don't know if I should kind of go back to my old role, which I really enjoyed, finish out college there, or stay in what I'm doing. I work with a bunch of surgeons right now, so I can network, maybe go into talk to like maybe a psychologist, which is what I ultimately want to do.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. So everything you just told me, is this all under the same roof, the one that you were in for 2 years that you loved, then you got promoted, and now you're in a miserable culture, and it's sucking the life out of you. This is all in the same building or these different places?
It's with the same company, but I'm a vendor in the OR, so I work at different hospitals. But the culture is with the company.
Right. So
the negativity is coming from the company.
Right. So why in the world would you go back to your old role and stay in the same negativity? Because then you're going to call me back again and go, I'm miserable here too. Right?
Well, it was a different division.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is the culture better? Is it a good culture in this other division if you were to go back to that place?
Absolutely.
Okay, would they continue to pay for your degree?
Yes, but it's also a $20,000 pay cut.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
How much do you have left in the master's program?
About a year and a half left in the program, and then I'll be about a year internship.
Okay, and so if you leave them, you would be on the hook for how much money, paying it on your own?
If I left my current position.
Yeah.
I already kind of pay a certain amount for school due to tax purposes.
if I were to move back to my old position, I would be in a different tax bracket, so I could still technically pay for school on my own, but I would be able to utilize more of the tuition assistance because I wouldn't be in that tax bracket. Because after a certain amount,
But here, you didn't answer my question. If your company is not paying for it, because you just, I don't want you going backwards. You're taking a $20,000 pay cut. I don't think that makes any sense, does it? Am I missing something?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, all right. So listen, let's
I just want to be happier.
No, I know, and I want you to be happier. But what I'm trying to do is help you see how you can be happier. How much would you, if you leave tomorrow, let's just say you left tomorrow, this current company, how much would you have to pay to get through this master's degree in counseling that is taking you to where you ultimately want to be? How much would you have to pay?
It's $3,700 every 10 weeks.
You broke up. How much?
$3,700 every 10 weeks.
Okay, so with a good paying job, making the same amount of money you're making now at minimum, would you be able to cash flow your way through that?
I could.
I say move on and do not go back and take a $20,000 pay cut in the same company, even though you'd be happier from a culture standpoint. You don't need to do that. I want you to be a big gal, okay? And, you know, bite that upper lip, deal with the negative culture until we find something else. And ideally, because of all these surgeons and all these people you know in the hospital, you are Mrs. Proximity. And I'd like for you to get the word out, hey, I'm looking for something different. I can do this, this, and this. I'm looking for this, this, and this because I'm almost done with my counseling. Eventually, I want to go in here. And I would try to get in the same field, to get in that mental health, that counseling field, even if it's just sort of indirect, not even direct. But I just think for right now, we got to keep your head and heart in the game. And I've said this a million times. You can love your work, folks. You can be great at your work. So you're in your sweet spot occupationally. But if you're in an awful, unhealthy culture, it can suck the life out of you, and you can hate going into a job that you love. Am I right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
It's awful. How do you feel every day? Tell folks. I want people to hear. You know, I say that a lot, and you just said amen, basically. But I want you to express the emotions you experience. Even though you love the work, describe the emotions of being in an awful culture.
Honestly, it's more stressful. So, in a nutshell, I do hip and knee robot. Like, I assist with hip and knee robotic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be very stressful sometimes, but the culture makes it not worth getting up.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You park the car in the parking lot every morning and you think of ways to get out of it.
That's
the negativity.
Yeah, that's so debilitating. So, hang in there just a little longer, Sarah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hang in there.
Sure.
But let's get you out of there. We need a job. Even in the medical field, let's just stay there because you've got all the contacts. Let's get you in a healthy environment, making the same amount of money or more. And by the way, you can do this, Sarah, because what's going to get you out of the car Monday is I'm on my way out. And so right now, this is cash flowing my future. You see how that's a different mentality?
Right.
You know, and when those people are difficult, negative, you just go, "Ooh, I'm out of here soon." You can just keep on being sour. I'm not going to let you bother me because I'm on my way out. I'm moving upward. You know what I'm saying? It sounds a little motivational, but that's what you have to do. And you can stay as long as you need to stay when you realize that you've got a plan and you're making steps to get out of there. So, I hope I'm clear. I want you to get out of this gig as soon as you've got another gig lined up and say sayonara, cash flow your way through the rest of that master's, and you're going to be helping people really soon. And I'm so proud of you, Sarah, because
thank you.
Listen, you're going to be sitting across from people very soon, and they're in a serious situation in life. And because of you contributing to them, they're going to get healthy and make a huge difference. Go, Sarah, go. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Shining a light on who you really are, your path to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, so excited to have you with us as we talk one caller at a time, men and women, saying, hey, I know there's something more. I know that there's a sweet spot for me, the intersection of what I do best and what I love to do most. Ken, I'm ready to figure out what it is or figure out how to get there. What do I do next? So if that's you, come on. This is a safe place. You've got the answers, I promise. It's my job to get it out of you. 844-747-2577, the phone number, the email address for the show, ask@kencoleman.com. Follow us on Instagram, @KenColeman, and on Facebook, just search The Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577, the number. We go to Weehawken, I hope I said that right, New Jersey, where Melissa is on the line. Melissa, you're on The Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, you did say it right. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness, Melissa, I'm hooked on phonics. What's going on?
So I'm a young mom. I'm 26 years old, currently a teacher assistant, but I'm in a rut on what to do next for my career. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, three different careers that I'm interested in, and I just don't know which one to go for.
Okay, this is fun. I love this. Tell me the three. Tell me the three careers you're interested in.
Well, I'm a teacher assistant, so, you know, class head teacher, occupational therapist to work with kids on the spectrum, mm-hmm. and my degree is in media and communication because I always wanted to be a journalist.
It's in what? Media communications?
Yes.
Okay, so I wrote down teacher, occupational therapist, or journalist, and yeah. I suspect that these three things aren't equal. And you're dealing with some fear and doubt, almost guaranteed.
Yes.
Good. And so let's do a fun exercise. If I could wave my Ken Coleman Show pencil in the air and give you one of those three right now with the guarantee that you would be successful, it would absolutely work. And you just get to try it risk-free. Which one would you choose? Stop thinking. And listen to your heart.
Between journalism and occupational therapy. No, journalism, definitely.
I knew it. See? Now, let's stop for a second. Because like, you're so brave to call in on the show. You went back and forth for a second, and I challenged you. I knew what was going on. You were racing. Mm-hmm. Your mind was racing thoughts through your head so fast you couldn't even answer. And then I said, stop thinking and start feeling. And you just said, oh, well, it's between journalism. It's journalism. You just kind of said it.
Yeah.
Why? What are you so, why'd you pause? What are you feeling right now?
Just confusion and I guess fear because, you know, I have my bachelor's in media communication. So
you just don't think you have what it takes.
Well, that and because I never got the chance to really work in that field because nobody out there has given me a chance. I've applied probably to over 1,000 jobs since graduating in 2016. And,
right.
You know, I've had maybe one interview.
Okay, hold on a second. I get it. So you're defeated. That's what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Gee whiz. Over 1,000. You're starting to think some pretty mm-hmm. negative thoughts about yourself, huh?
Over the past few years, definitely.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, just between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody gave you a shot today and we forgot the 1,000 rejections, you feel pretty confident that if somebody truly gave you a shot, taught you the ropes, that you could do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. There we go. Now I want you to say that with some juice. Melissa, do you have what it takes to be successful in journalism?
Yes, I do.
Come on.
I love writing.
I love writing. I love writing, Melissa says. What does it feel like, Melissa, when you get an opportunity to write something and you finish? Tell me what that feels like.
Like I accomplished something that I love.
Yeah. Heart gets a little excited when you start to write, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Time seems to disappear when you're writing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I write at least once a day.
Uh-huh. And when you're done writing and you look at it, how's your heart feel?
content.
Oh my gosh, Melissa, you just described what it's like in the sweet spot where you use what you do best and do what you love to do most. You know what your problem is?
No.
You quit. You quit just because it didn't go your way. And I get that you hustled. You just didn't hustle the right way. So, two things. I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because I literally wrote it for people like you who know what they want to do but don't know how to get there. And it's terrifying. It looks like climbing Mount Everest, and you're standing down there the size of an ant going, I've never climbed a mountain before, but I know that's the mountain I want to climb, but I have no idea how to climb. Is that about right where you feel?
Oh, definitely.
All right,
I'm here looking at job posts, like, where do I even begin?
You don't begin at a job post. What you do is you research job posts, and then you sit back and go, okay, who do I know that knows somebody over there? And then because I've got my degree in it and I've got a little bit of experience, how can I start getting some low-risk experience? I talk about this in the book. There's five people, Melissa, in the book that you need to get around. There's five places you need to get in. And so I'm so excited to give that to you. Will you promise me you'll read it?
Absolutely. I love reading, and I was actually planning on, you know, purchasing the book when Money Flow came in.
No, you don't have to purchase it. I'm going to give it to you, but here's what I want you to do.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you the archetypes in the book, but I want you to begin to say, okay, I understand what Ken is saying here. He's described these five type of people. Who are those people that I can plug into that type of person he's talking about? And then the places. So one of the things you need to do is just, hey, you focus on a good, stable job, which you've got right now. And what we're looking for is any opportunity you can to even volunteer or, you know, just shadow, and which you've done some of that before. But the point is like, we want to get you into a place to learn and a place to practice. Those are two of the five places you're going to read about. And those are really easy to get into. And when you get there, guess what? You learn what you need to learn. You get to do some of what you want to do. And more importantly, you keep connecting. And proximity positions us where we need to be and propels us to where we want to be. So this principle is going to come alive for you like never before. And you're never going to send another resume cold again, because all you were doing was playing the career lottery. Do you think it's smart to play the lottery, Melissa?
I try to avoid it.
Of course. But that's what you've been doing in your career. Sending resumes cold. They don't know who you are. You're nameless and faceless. You have got to have somebody who knows you and knows somebody in that company. Or they know you and they know somebody that knows somebody in that organization. That's how you get interviews. And that's how you get hired. You're endorsed and recommended and introduced before you ever show up. That's how you beat the rest of the pack. The rest of the pack is playing resume lottery. Well, I'm going to email 75 people on LinkedIn. I'm going to submit 45 resumes today and sit back and wait for someone to discover me. Now, that is insane, but that's what we do. That's why I wrote The Proximity Principle. It's for you, Melissa, so hang on. We're going to get that to you. For those of you that are in a similar situation, if you're new to the show, get the book. You can go to kencoleman.com and get it, or wherever books are sold. Trust me. It's going to do the work of discovering what is the step that I need to take now, and then what's the next step. It takes you step by step to the right people in the right places. All right. My time is almost up. But before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.